The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, March 9th, 1980 at 18 hours 30 GMT.
It's Music Time in Africa. This is Rita Rochelle, friends. Hello, and welcome back to Music Time in Africa. Once again, I'm so happy that you're joining me. And for those tuning in to our program for the first time, I'm here each week with authentic African music, both traditional and popular, by some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups. My colleague, Leo Sarkisian, is the music man. He's the one who gets all this good music together. And, as you all know, he does a very good job. So, once again, I'll say I'm glad you're with me. And here's the music to get us underway. The music of Ernesto Djedje of Ivory Coast, a good musician and backed up by a great group. Sit back, friends, and enjoy this. Ernesto Djedje of Ivory Coast with a real groovy group. We'll have them back again soon, I promise. I have music from Madagascar next, right after I acknowledge a few letters. Greetings from Music Man Leo and myself to Alfred Ogoso, Ben Opio, Raymond Wendao, Juma Mwita, and our good friend Brian Niame, all of Kenya. Thank you for your nice letters from Weissman Leo, Johnny Mbuyason, Haji Maraji, G. Hungu, Harriet Mushala, and Ruben Mutiashaga, all of Tanzania. And from Nigeria, we received very nice letters from Prince Dan Ofor, Wiley Ekanem, Abubakar Jafar, Alhaji Uba, Randy Johnson, Sylvanus and Victoria Ogbuagu. And we got nice letters from our friends Musa Kabiru Dukawawa, and from our friend Basil Onmuzuru Ike and Al Hassan Zakaria. From Elvis Quay, Jimmy Tete, Prosper Mensa, Henry Amarte, and from Winston Ashong of Ghana. We appreciate all your letters, friends, and thank you for being regular listeners. When speaking about or looking at certain musical instruments, one can relate the instrument to certain countries or people. For instance, when I hear the word xylophone, I think immediately of the Chopi people in Mozambique or the Lobi in Upper Volta. And although drums are widespread throughout Africa, I immediately picture a large pair of talking drums of Ghana. The atumpan or the dundun and the Yalu of Nigeria. And whenever I hear kora music, I think of the Kouyates, Sisokos, and the Diabate griot families of West Africa. Well, when one speaks of the music of Madagascar, it's the famous zither harp called the Valiha which comes to mind. The Valiha has come to represent the national music of that country, and this is what it sounds like. Beautiful. It sounds almost like the West African kora, or even like the kanun, which our music man Leo plays. The Valiha has a long history of development, more than several hundred years, and reflects the great diversity of cultures in Madagascar, Indonesian, African, Indian, Arab, Chinese, and European. The old original form was a bamboo tube with bamboo strings. Fortunately, there are still a number of devoted and proud musicians making the traditional type of Valiha. This is an excellent example of the original bamboo instrument. Today, most of the Valihas are made with metal strings. In this example, Sylvester Randy Fison, one of Madagascar's finest Valiha players, demonstrates an instrument with 18 metal strings. One of Madagascar's most famous composers and music arrangers, Maurice Hallison, has contributed greatly to the popularity of the Valiha in contemporary popular and light classical music. His original compositions and orchestral arrangements of traditional music include the Valiha quite often as a lead instrument. Here now is a recording from an album that Leo collected during a visit to Antananarivo, Madagascar's capital city. It's the music of Maurice Hallison, featuring the valiha, accompanied by a specially tuned guitar, a bass, and drums. One of the most popular of folk dances in Madagascar is called the quadrille, a dance of French origin. It was also very popular in America during the late 19th century, and from time to time one can still see it being performed in Liberia. In this recording, Maurice Hallison once again features the valiha in his musical interpretation of the quadrille dance. The musical arrangement was written for a quintet, in which the composer himself plays the sodina, a six-hole flute, and besides the valiha, there is a guitar, bass, and drums. Lovely music. You've been listening to the sounds of the Valleja in modern arrangements of traditional music. This last selection of music from Madagascar features the instrument in folk music of the eastern region of the island, probably the most scenic part of the country, where there is an abundance of coffee. Here, the folk songs reflect the daily work of the coffee growers, the raising and the harvesting, the sorting and the husking, and the dancing after the work is finished. These are the activities described in this recording, in which the lead instrument is the Valleja. Music of Madagascar. That's the traditional music we've had on our show today. I have lots of good music yet, so hold on.
Sinifisa na itlada, ema kupilo mtlava, kwa tu molanya.
here they are again, the Dark City Sisters of Southern Africa. Forget your troubles, they advise, and just get happy. A good idea, because this is dance music for those happy get-together occasions. Tremendous music. The Dark City Sisters. Jubalani Nonke. Forget your troubles and be happy, they said. Well, to keep that happy mood, Ikambi Brilliant of Cameroon now says that everything is all right. And that's the title of the song for which he's written both the words and the music. All right. Do it! Ikambi Brilliant of Cameroon with his song, Everything's All Right. And it seems as if everything is all right. All right on time for us, that is. Bringing us to the end of our Music Time in Africa show for today. We hope you've enjoyed the recordings that I had for you. Once again, my appreciation and many, many thanks for your wonderful letters. I want to assure you that I really look forward to receiving the mail from you, so please keep writing. My address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547 USA. We love getting mail, and we try to answer them as quickly as possible, so if you don't get a reply within 2 weeks after you've written, don't worry, we'll get around to it. Again, the address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547 USA. This is Rita Rochelle saying so long for now and reminding you that I'll be back here with you at this same time next week. Stay tuned in to these same frequencies and meter bands for the latest news because it's coming up as the African service of the Voice of America continues. All my best wishes, friends, for a happy and a pleasant week.